Hi, this is Pastor Marquez Ball of the Uplift Church in Laurel, Maryland. Listen, it is my prayer that this word is a blessing in your life. I pray that it's uplifting to your mind, uplifting to your heart, and uplifting to your spirit. Check us out online at upliftmd.com. God bless.
Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise. We're excited to be in God's presence once again. Amen, amen. Certainly a joy and a delight to see each of us out on this morning. Many of us have made it through the Thanksgiving season and came on back to church, and so I'm thankful for that. The weather is not as bad today as it was on yesterday, and so that didn't hinder some of us from making it on into church. Amen. Amen. I'm certainly thankful for our worship leader, for Londa, for blessing us, our executive minister, for welcoming us, and for our tremendous staff for serving each and every week as they do. We are excited to start a new series as we are in what's considered, I guess, the Advent season. So we're beginning a new series called This Is It, and I'm looking forward to sharing the Word of God on today. If you have your Bible, your book of instruction before leaving earth, I would invite your attention to Isaiah chapter number 7. We're going to start there. I'll read a quick verse and then we'll jump over to Isaiah chapter number 9. So if you have a Bible, a hard copy, if you have an iPhone, an iPad, a Galaxy flat screen television, but I'm thinking it's bigger, so we're going to say a Galaxy projector with you. We invite you to turn with us to Isaiah chapter number 7. You've got it, say amen. Amen. Still looking, say hold up. All right, we all stand to honor the reading of God's word. Isaiah, we're beginning with chapter number 7. It should be on the screen as well, verse 14. Here's what it says. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Amen. You can now drop down to chapter number 9. Chapter number 9. We're going to read a couple of verses there. Chapter number 9, we'll start with verse number 1. Here's what it says. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. Your version may say for those who are in darkness. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Drop down, if you will, a couple of verses. Go down to verse number 6. Here's what it says. For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Prince of Peace. The greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it, upholding it with justice and righteousness. I'm going to read verse number 6 again. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This is the word of God for the people of God, and the word of God is blessed. Will you help me introduce this morning's sermon by looking at your neighbor and saying, neighbor?
Neighbor.
Okay, let's try this again. I want y'all to smile a little bit. Right. I look at your neighbor, look at your neighbor with a smile, say, neighbor?
Neighbor.
Today's sermon is
the best.
Unwanted gift. Let's try to look at another neighbor, look at another neighbor, make sure they got it. Neighbor? Today's sermon is the best unwanted gift. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. The best unwanted gift. Will you pray with me? Fathers, once again, that I stand to proclaim your word. I pray, dear Lord, that I decrease and that you increase mightily, that these your people would see and hear less of me and more of thee. Take the words of my heart and the meditations of my mind and let them be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our God, our strength and our Redeemer. Father, I have studied, but I need your strength. I have prepared, but I need your power. I'm willing and I want to, but I need you to make me able. Silently now, I'll wait for thee. Ready, my Lord, thy will to see. Open mine eyes and lift me, Spirit Divine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The best unwanted gift. A Sunday school teacher during the holiday season asked her class, "What is Christmas a time for?" The little minds and those little hearts, they had great answers. Someone said, "It's Jesus' birthday. It's a time of joy." Someone else wanted to be deep. "It's a time to worship God." They had those nice answers. And one little boy raised his hand. He said, "Yes, what is Christmas a time for?" The little boy said, "It's a time for good sportsmanship." What do you mean? He says, "It's a time for good sportsmanship because you don't always get what you want. You got to learn how to just be a good sport about it." What do you want for Christmas? That's the question that a lot of people ask around this time of year. Don't ask my son because I don't really want to know his whole list of things. I'm just going to make some assumptions and go with that. And so what do you want for Christmas? Some people, you know, are easier to please than others. You know, you got some who say, "I don't really want anything," but that don't mean they don't want anything. That means they want everything, but they can't tell you all that. So they got those people. Then you got those people who really are just happy to get anything. Some people vary with what they want. We buy gifts for our loved ones, and we try very hard to get presents that they either want or need. The problem, of course, is that some gifts often end up in the closet or in some toy box, and they eventually get sold on eBay or at the garage sale, or then you just box them up and ask somebody to pick them up from your front door because you never really use it. Still got the tag on it. Some of gifts ends up in that cycle. Have you ever opened a gift and when you saw it, you had to pause real quick to remind yourself that you are a Christian, but in your mind, you're wondering, why in the world would they give me this? He know I don't cook and he got me all these pots and pans. She know I don't do no kind of work on cars, but she done got all these tools for me because they were on sale. Why would you get me this? It's that kind of thing. The ultimate gift, though, is when you get the perfect gift that someone really uses and it seems to not run out for them. That's when you feel good about the gift that you have. But the unwanted ones, the ones that end up in a box somewhere dusty in a corner. I can remember an ugly sweater story. Everyone should have an ugly sort of story. If you don't, then you've not really enjoyed much of life yet. An ugly sort of story. My grandmother raised me until I was 11 years old. When I was about 10 years old, my grandmother didn't read, didn't write. My grandmother did her best. She got me a sweater for Christmas. The ugliest sweater I had ever seen. I don't know why someone would ever make something like this. It was bright yellow, and at this point in time, I'm really trying to be cool, and so I don't like this sweater. But because my grandmother spent her hard-earned money on the sweater, of course I had to wear the sweater. That time we got back to school, I had to wear that sweater the first day we got back to school off of our break. Ugly sweater. I'm embarrassed by the sweater. I get to the bus stop, I know everybody is going to talk about me in this hideous-looking sweater. Get on the bus, and I know I'm the joke. Everybody's pointing at me, they're laughing at me. I sit down. I try to be quiet and keep cool. It's an ugly sweater. I know it's an ugly sweater. I get to lunchtime and I want to sit by myself because I know no one wants to sit with me in this bright yellow sweater. And then, Keisha, The girl I really liked when I was 10 years old came and sat at the table with me. And I looked up and everybody else looked. I thought she was going to make fun. And she said, I really like your sweater. Yellow is my favorite color. Oh, Lord. It didn't matter what anybody else said. This was the best unwanted gift I could ever have. They could laugh at me. They could point at me. They could talk about me. As long as Keisha liked it, today was a good day for me. It was that kind of thing. It's the best. I don't want it to give. There are times when God blesses us with something that we don't see value in until we need it. There are times when God gives us a gift that we toss into the box of unwanted stuff until we need it. What do you do when God gives you something that you don't want? In the text this morning, that's what we see. First of all, brothers and sisters, Isaiah's story shows us the rejected gift. The gift that's rejected. Isaiah's writing falls into what's considered the major prophets because of its brevity and his works with his writings. Isaiah lived during the time of what's considered the divided kingdom. The divided kingdom, meaning there was the kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Judah. Isaiah lived in Judah. When he was first born, both kingdoms experienced a time of prosperity. It was like, don't start nothing, won't be nothing. They were all good. There were no foreign powers trying to take them over. It was a good time when he was first born. But then all of that changed when a man by the name of Tiglath-Pileser III became the leader of Assyria. Tiglath-Pileser III became the leader of Assyria, a neighboring country. And Tiglath-Pileser III was sort of like Alexander the Great. He wanted to take over everything. Because of that threat of Tiglath-Pileser III, others started building coalitions. So Israel and Syria said, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So they joined forces and tried to get Judah, where Isaiah lived, to join with them. And in this intense decision-making moment, Isaiah says to the king, King Ahaz, King, I know they are pressuring you. I know that the stress is up on you, but God says, I got your back. Ask for whatever gift you want, and as a sign, I'll do it for you. Ahaz says, man, I don't need a gift. This is wartime. I need to make a decision. I don't need a gift from God. And so he rejects what God had offered because under pressure, he could not see how it could help him. And Isaiah says, fine, God will give you a gift anyway. He says, the Lord will still give you a gift. He will give you a sign that he is with you. The sign is this, that the virgin will give birth to a son and he will be called Emmanuel. No one was excited about this unwanted gift. I love it because it shows us that even when we don't want it, God will sometimes bless us. There are times when God will do something in our lives and we don't see the reason for it. There are times when God places people in our lives and we don't see the reason for them. There are times when God places us in certain situations and we don't see the reason for it. How many of us have stored up gifts that God has blessed us with, but we fail to use them because we don't see the reason for them? Ahaz in the text could not see the value of the gift and he did not want. And I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that in this Christmas season, we may not get all that we want under the tree, but whatever God blesses you with, you ought to be glad about it. Whenever God shows up with a gift for you, you ought to say, thank you, Lord. You may not understand why he's doing what he's be doing, but be glad that God is doing something in your life. So while others may be happy about Gucci, Louis, Prada, God, I'm thankful for whatever you have for me. While others may be excited about Black Friday deals or Macy's one day sale, God, I'm excited about whatever you have for me. Is there anybody here this morning that's excited about the gifts that God has for them? Ahaz in the text rejected the gift because he didn't see value in it. But check out how the story continues. Chapter 8 is full of tension and fear. The people are now in darkness. Despair is rampant in the nation. Distress is coming, and there is a threat of attack. The people are afraid and stressed out. Chapter 8 ends with doom and gloom. But then chapter 9 brings some light into darkness. Here we see the second point, which is the gift that reassures. If you're taking notes, that's your second point. It's the gift that reassures. Isaiah says, I know it looks bad right now. I know you've made some bad decisions in the chapter 7 of your life. But check this out. God is faithful even when we are not. Isaiah says, you didn't want it, but God still gave you a gift. He says, although you rejected, God is still faithful to give you the gift that he has promised you because he knew you was going to need it at some point in your life. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He's saying God has a gift for you and is now here to reassure you when you thought there was no hope for you. Okay, that's a little too theologically deep. Let me come a little closer. You all know Kevin Hart is no. Kevin Hart, superstar. Kevin Hart, movie producer Kevin Hart, comedian Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart describes how he got to where he is. Sat down and did an interview with Oprah. Tears came to his eyes when he recounted this story. He said, Oprah, when I first got started in comedy, I was flat broke. And my mother said, I will give you a year to do the comedy thing. Okay, cool. Thanks, Mom. She said, I'll help you out when you need something. I'm going to give you a year to see if you can make it. Cool. He said, you know, he's doing a little stand-up comedy, not really making any money, not really making ends meet. Rent is due every month, no matter what. Whether people laugh or not, rent is due. And so he said, month came by where he had to pay his rent. He ain't had the money. So he called his mother, who said she would help him out. And his mother said, babe, what do you need? He said, Mom, rent is due. I ain't got the money. She said, do you remember I gave you the Bible? Have you been reading your Bible? We can talk about church, but Ma, rent is due right now. I don't have the money. Can you help me out? She said, baby, you need to read your Bible. I need some rent money. She hangs up the phone. He's mad because she ain't helping him out. Another month goes by. He's about to be evicted. Calls his mama. Mama, I need some help. I can't make ends meet. Can you give me some money for rent? Baby, are you reading your Bible? Mama, I haven't looked at that yet. I just need a check right now to pay rent. His mother hangs up the phone. He's frustrated. He's about to be evicted and don't know what to do. And he found this Bible, probably a King James version of the Bible. He found this Bible. Began to sit down to read it because she's stressing him out about reading the Bible. And it's an unwanted gift, but once he opens it, checks began to fall out. She had given him a gift, but he didn't know it was there because he didn't see the value in it until it was needed. How many times has God blessed us with something, but we fail to see the value in it? God shows up sometimes just to reassure us, to let us know that we are not by ourselves. In the text, when they are doom and gloom and they don't know what's going to happen, Isaiah reminds them that God has given you a gift. Hold your head up because God has not forgotten you. I'm so glad that even when we are not faithful, God is. I'm so glad that even when we don't want the gift, God sends it to reassure us. I'm so glad that his gift to us helps us lift our spirit when the world tries to tear us down. I'm so glad that God sees what we need before we see it. And just like the unwanted gift reassured the people in the text, just like the unwanted gift reassured Kevin Hart, the same gift reassures us, and that is the gift of Jesus Christ. I'm almost done. Here's our third point, brothers and sisters. It's the gift to rejoice over. It's the gift to rejoice over. I love it. The text says, I'm going to keep my word. And I'm going to give you this gift. And here's how this gift is going to work out in your life. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. In other words, he's going to be what you need when you need him. He's going to be what you need when you need him. He's the perfect gift. There's a story of a man who goes on a camping trip. And when he's there, they give him some instruction about camping trip and staying in the woods and living in a tent. And they gave him a little keychain with a little dot flashlight on it. Man said, you know, I've been camping before. I'm cool. I can do this. You know, I'm about that life. I can go out here and make it. You ain't got to give me all these little, you know, introductory levels. I got it. I'm cool. Man goes to his tent. Falls asleep. He wakes up in the middle of the night because he has to use the restroom. So he walks off along some path where they told him the restrooms were. He had his flashlight with him because, you know, he's done this before. He knows how to get this done. He's been camping before. He's been down this road before. He's got a good flashlight. Then on his way back, his battery and his flashlight dies. It's pitch black. He can hear the animals howling. He doesn't know how to really get back in the pitch blackness. And then he feels in his pocket and he finds his little keychain. It's not superpower, but it's just enough light to get him where he needs to be. He was never so happy about a keychain before, but when he saw it, it reassured him and it gave him reason to be happy because he could get back to where he needed to be. It's an unwanted gift, but it's one that he can rejoice over. Brothers and sisters, in our lives, that's often what God is for us. It's the unwanted gift. It's the one that reassures us. It's the one that lets us know that we can make it. It's the one that lets us know that we can take it. God is the unwanted gift oftentimes in our lives. And God shows up when we aren't comfortable with it. When God shows up when we don't really want him to. It's that kind of gift that God is for us. I love it because it lets me know when I don't know how to make ends meet, I still got a gift. I learned my ABCs when I was young. Learned ABCs. H-I-J-K. Learn that in like pre-K, and it didn't really mean much to me because we just had to learn about A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But the little girl got in trouble once. She didn't know how to really pray. She was in like kindergarten, so all she knew was A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. And that's what she began to do. She kept doing this until she felt that God could hear her. That was her prayer. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. She, God, I need you to help me because I am afraid right now. She didn't really know how to give deep prayers. All she knew how to do was A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. But for whatever reason, once she sent up her A, B, C, D, E, F, G, the Holy Spirit was able to catch the alphabet and let it become what God needed it to be. So while she was saying A, B, C, D, E-F-G. In the heavenly they heard, A, he is almighty. B, he is breathtaking. C, he is creator. D, he is divine. E, he is eternal. F, he is faithful. G, he's great. H, he's holy. I, he's invincible. J, he's judge. K, he's king. L, he's Lord. M, he's mighty. N, he's never ending. O, he's omnipotent. P, he's our provider. Q, he's quick. R, he's the ruler of life. S, he's savior. T, he's true. U, he's unlimited. V, he's victorious. W, he's wonderful. Y, he's Yahweh. Z, he is our Zion. God can take whatever we need him to be because in our lives, brothers and sisters, he's the gift that we can rejoice over. In this holiday season, brothers and sisters, when everyone's looking for a particular gift under the tree, remember the gift that God has given us. Remember the gift that he's given us in his son. And as we are walking through this sermon series, I want to challenge all of us to be mindful that the season is more about the gift that God gave than any other gift we can ever receive. Tell our children that the season is about the gift that God gave more than any other gift we can ever receive. Yeah.
Tell our friends it's about the gift that God gave more than it is about any other gift that we could ever receive. And for some people, it will be the unwanted gift until they need it. It's the gift that reassures. Until he shows up in their lives, and it's the gift that we can rejoice over. Brothers and sisters, God gave us a gift. And it's the best unwanted gift we could ever have. Let's pray. Lord, we come before you now. We thank you. We thank you for the gift that you have given us. We thank you, Lord God, that the gift even showed up in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, letting us know that you're still with us. That you're faithful even when we are not. That you are true even when we are not. Lord God, we pray right now that throughout this week, as we see all kind of holiday sales, every time we see a holiday sale, we pray now, Lord God, that you will remind us about the best unwanted gift. Remind us that there's a time when humanity even rejected Jesus Christ. He still saved us. Remind us, Lord God, that there's been a time in our lives when we didn't want to call upon your name, but you're still there for us. It's the best gift. Every time, Lord God, we see a sale, help us to remember Jesus. Every time we hear a commercial about a sale, help us to remember this best gift. Every time we see a Christmas present, help us to remember this best gift. Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. And Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Brothers and sisters, as we stand all over the sanctuary, I share with us that King Ahaz, Judah, he rejected the gift. But although he rejected it, the gift was still present for them when they needed it. Maybe there's somebody here right now. You've never accepted the gift of Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. There were times in your life when it felt like everything was right. You didn't really need this. God, I'm cool. I got this. But now you realize this is a gift that I need. Is it still there for me? My brother, my sister, God is still faithful. Even when we are not. God is still true even when we are not. God is still good even when we are not. And the gift of Jesus Christ is still there for you. Pastor, you don't understand, man. I have really messed up. I've turned from God so many times. Now, brother, my sister, the gift of Jesus Christ is still there for you. And maybe you're here, you've never accepted this life-changing gift. You've never been reassured by it. You've never had a reason to rejoice over it. My brother, my sister, we invite you at this point in time to give your life to Christ and accept the gift that he's come into the world to give all of us, and that is eternal salvation. But we want to make it easy for you. Here at Uplift, we don't ask you to necessarily walk down the aisles. I know that's our custom in some churches. We don't do that simply because we want to make sure that the devil does not hinder you from making a life-changing decision. So at this time, brothers and sisters, if you want to accept the gift of Jesus Christ, maybe you want to recommit your life to Christ, we pray a collective prayer. Collective prayer. We pray each and every week. And maybe you will pray it for the first time by simply repeating after me. Dear Lord, I admit I am a sinner. I admit I have messed up. I admit I have fallen short. But I accept that you have a gift for me. I accept that you sent Jesus to die for me. I accept that you raised him on the third day. And because of that, I am saved. I am saved. I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise. Somebody may have made a decision to commit their life to Christ. Somebody may have made a decision to recommit their life to Christ. And we are thankful for it. Hallelujah. You may be